got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess. Tim's Donut Dash.
Stop.
What's the time? Daniel's Donuts time.
No, they're actually my donuts.
On K-Rock 955.
Yes, we're so excited to see you take on this challenge, Tim. You've never completed a food challenge before, so this one you can't lose.
No, I can't.
You have 9 minutes and 55 seconds to eat as many donuts as you can, whether that's one donut or 15,
right.
We will find out on Friday.
Okay, so all I know is that I'm eating a Daniel's donut.
Yep.
I haven't had a look at the selection. I know that there's a box. You've got me a dozen here.
Yes.
There's
I did get you a dozen. One of them has been eaten by someone in the building.
Oh, that's good.
So you've got 11 to choose from.
Okay. I'm gonna get in on this.
Yes.
So I'll just make.
I've made a sheet of which donuts.
Like a little key, like a town map key.
Yes, yes, yes. Right. If you want to join us, we are live on Facebook right now at K-Rock Geelong. You can have a look at the Daniel's donuts yourself. Let us know which ones you think Tim should actually go with.
Because
I feel like your selection is going to determine how many you're actually able to eat.
Yeah, because I made a bold claim. You just heard it before. That donuts unlock a second section of my stomach where I think I can eat more. Now,
if you can guess how many donuts Tim eats in that 9 minutes, 55 seconds, correctly, you will win a year's worth of donuts.
You got to get on air, and we'll start taking calls in a moment now. Oh, my God.
Quite the assortment, Tim.
All right. So I've got a little key. So pink donuts, strawberry donuts, but I call them pink donuts. They're my fave. Like, that is
so
the
donut. So there is a strawberry iced, but there's also a strawberry iced with M&M's. Which is a controversial one because you're adding extra food onto it.
Now, I do like there seems to be a jam and cream. What is that? A jam and cream donut.
That's
That does make sense.
He's switched on this guy.
Vanilla sliced custard. All right, the cinnamon. That could be a good one.
The peanut butter and chocolate one looks pretty good to me, but I know you're not a big fan of the chocolate.
So am I... Can I just, like, obviously this isn't going
to
be...
I've given you a knife. Feel free to have a little taste test if you like.
Well, I'm just going to... To be honest, I'm going to go straight for the pink ice because no one else is going to get that. Is it got jam in it? Has she got jam inside of her?
I'm not sure. Oh. I couldn't tell from the website, so you might have to take a bite into it.
This could be interesting.
Will jam make a difference? Like, will you go for a donut with jam in it rather than not?
Oh, it's got jam in the middle.
Okay,
baby.
It's got jam in the middle.
There she is. There's that sticky sweet good stuff on the middle.
Can you take a bite out of the M&M one and see if that one's got jam in the middle as well? Because I'm not sure if that one does. Now we're just eating donuts.
This is the best day of work.
Okay.
All right. So this one doesn't have a protruding hole.
Okay.
I'm intrigued.
That's what they refer to it in the biz. He's nearly dropped it. Jam in the middle?
Jam free.
Oh, okay. So even though it's got M&Ms, doesn't have the jam center.
Wham,
how are
bam,
we feeling?
No jam. I'm conflicted immediately because I love jam, but is that adding too much of a... Sorry.
Oh, gross. No one needed
Am I adding unnecessary...
Well, this is what I'm worried because, like, the vanilla slice one looks amazing, but are you wanting to add that much, like, custard into it?
Which one's the vanilla slice? I don't know. Nah, you know, custard should be in bananas. I don't think it's... all respect to Daniel's Donuts, but no, thank you. The only other one that I'm thinking of... the white chocolate raspberry, maybe. I don't know. It's a good selection. Look, we don't have to keep doing this on air. This could be like it. But
you haven't
I'm definitely leaning towards a strawberry.
I knew that it would be one of the strawberries.
If they have a strawberry sprinkle without jam, purely for the challenge, free time, jam all the way.
Okay. So you're thinking you're going to go the M&M.
Yeah, but the M&Ms, could that upset my tummy?
Well, you're going to have to decide because in just over an hour, Tim, we're going to be taking our first guesses for how many donuts you were going to eat. And I feel like people need to know which donut type it is before they make their guess.
All right, well, I think we can safely say it's going to be a strawberry variation.
Okay.
I think I know myself and my stomach enough to know that that's what I want.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you the rest of this hour to decide jam or jam-free, and then we'll go.
More time to consider the best thing ever? Thanks, friend. This is great.
You're worried, man.
We're doing this for work this week.
Yeah, yep. What time is it? It's Daniel's Donuts time.
No, it's my time. It's Tim's time. Dave in Geelong West. Dave, how confident are you that I can smash some dowies on Friday?
Well, I've got a couple of questions for you first. I want to know what type of donuts you're actually eating.
Well, I'm thinking it's going to be a strawberry-topped, jam-filled baby.
Yep, rightio. And on average, how many donuts do you have on a normal sitting?
So normally I, when I treat
great
myself...
Great questions, Dave, first
Dave,
of all.
Normally I treat myself and I limit it to one fairly sized donut.
Yeah, but which Daniel's donuts are pretty big.
But I will...
They're huge.
I'll have a gorge once a year and I'll probably go like... two in the space of an hour, but obviously that's not in competition.
Yeah, in sports mode, it could be
in four wheel drive. I'm quietly confident. So what's your name? And remember, Dave, if you pick hypothetically five, then that's it. No one else can have five.
I'm gonna go seven.
Seven. All right. To Dave from Geelong West. All right, Dave, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, sir. We'll take one more call, I'd say. Hello, who's this and where are you from?
Andrew from Bell Park.
Andrew from Bell Park. Are you getting arrested?
No. I've got an annual fine. Okay. Hang on a sec.
Yeah, that's probably safer to do that.
No, he's just trying to get through. I'll pull it out of the way.
All right.
So smart. That's what you should do if you're
listening. Excellent.
Andrew from Bell Park, how many donuts do you think I can gobble down this Friday?
I know that you're going to smash seven.
Seven. Oh, I'm
Seven's
sorry.
Seven's just been taken, mate.
Andrew, Dave from Geelong West has already put his bets on seven. So can I give you a six or an eight?
I'll go with eight.
All right.
Jeez, you're more confident in me than I am, Andrew. Well, good job in getting out of the way for that ambulance. And maybe we'll speak to you later this week for my donut dash, Jess.
Yeah, I'm very excited, Tim. Yeah. People have a lot more faith in you than I do. I'm putting my bet on three.
All right. Jeez, thanks, coach.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, I had a doozy of a Saturday night.
Yeah.
It's not often I'll share a story where this is just wildly about me, but this is something that was super specific. So Saturday night, my wife went to Harry Styles in the city, mm-hmm. and I was like, look, I'll drop you off. She was going with a mate. I'll drop you off with a mate. I'll go do something. I did my fantasy football night with some friends. And then,
cool boy, Tim.
Yeah, I know. I just had some real gangster stuff to do, like draft Marcus Ponsonpelli to my super coach side.
Sure.
And then I knew that I was like, all right, well, at 10 o'clock, I know I should probably head back into the city mm-hmm. to pick up my wife, pick up her mate, take her back to their place.
Lovely.
So get in the car and I'm driving there. It's about 10:15. I'm like, oh, I don't feel so good. Like, that was weird. Maybe it's because I've been sitting down. Like,
oh, no.
I don't know. I feel... And then, it gets to 10:30 and I'm pretty much in the city. And now I'm just doing laps around the city waiting.
What time did the concert finish?
Around 10:45. So okay. I'm like, all right, well, I knew that it wasn't going to go any later than
that. You spent a lot of time in the car this weekend.
Yeah, so just like, and I was just, and because there was so many people at Harry Styles.
Yeah. Nowhere to stop.
So I'm just, and I was fine with it. That was the plan. And then I'm getting more and more uncomfortable gradually. And then my brain goes, what about that questionable chicken we had at lunch?
Oh, no.
And I start getting that razor blade feeling. And I've spoken to you, I've had food poisoning for some reason four times in the last 12 months.
What
and I've never had it before.
What questionable chicken did you have?
Just questionable chicken.
Sure.
From a questionable area.
You didn't do sushi again?
No, just be careful for your meats. And so I'm getting to a point, and I finally, my wife and her friend get in the car, and I go, hey, and they're like, is everything all right? They can see I'm in a bit of discomfort. And I go, look, I'll be honest, sorry to my wife's friend. I need to go to the loo now.
Yeah.
And then so.
And this wasn't a one situation. This was definitely a two. This was a strong two.
This was all, no, not a strong two. This was a sloppy two.
Oh.
And so we're driving around, and my wife's friend lives in the city. So she's like, all right, I know where we can go. First petrol station we go to. Out of order.
Hold on.
Second petrol station we go to. Sorry, we don't let people in after 11 o'clock.
And everyone that you, every time you stop, I bet it was feeling worse and worse, right?
And then eventually I find a bathroom at a fast food restaurant. The most disgusting place I've ever been in my life. And it wasn't nice. And it's not even, you don't even finish the pain at that point. You're just relieving some of it. And I finally go to the bathroom. And then I'm like, all right, we drop my wife's friend off. And I'm like, all right, now we've got to head back to town. So I got an hour drive. And it's 12:30 at this point. And my bedtime is solid 10 p.m. at the latest. And we're driving. And I think we're somewhere near Footscray. And I'm driving. And I go, I pull over. I'm like, I don't feel so good. And then I got out of the car and forgive my French, but projectile vomited everywhere next to a primary school.
It's not where I saw this going.
Next to a primary school, because it was in the dark. This is almost 1 o'clock at this point. And yeah, and like because of the questionable chicken, and then that night I had like snags, onion, like I had all, just
piled it on. Did it all come back up?
Yeah.
Oh.
The whole Bunnings barbecue came back up, mate.
Did you feel better?
Oh, yeah. I didn't feel good, but I felt better.
I honestly thought you were just going to like accidentally follow through on a fart or something.
Oh, no, that would, trust me, that was... It was
you weren't trusting the fart.
There were so many different fears. 5223295 Where did you spew?
Oh.
Because I had I didn't want to spew next to this primary school in Footscray. So sorry, kids. This morning, you might have been, oh, what's that pile of mush down there? That's me.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Lloyd from Armstrong Creek's given us a call. You got on the cordials and had an accidental spew?
I didn't, but a friend of mine did. Okay. I got a phone call at about 2:45 in the morning, and they were partying hard up at Cloud 9, hitting the dance floor. And,
They were
more than Cloud 9, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. What happened, Lloyd?
I had the friend call me up and say, look, you need to come pick me up. I'm feeling crook as. I'm like, all right, well, I'm coming. So I got out of bed, got me self-dressed, started heading up, and halfway there, ringing me again. Where are you? I'm dying. I'm like, I'm coming. Settle down. And then, anyway, I get there, pick her up, and she's like, thanks for picking me up. Oh, I feel so crooked. And anyway, I had to do my first stop next to the DFO South Wharf, just under the bridges there.
You really painted a picture,
near Montague Street.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And how many stops in total?
Three in total in the end.
Coming back to town.
Yeah, coming back all the way back into Geelong, yeah.
Jeez, Lloyd, you're a good friend.
And then we found out she actually got spiked, so that's why she's not the best.
That's awful, Lloyd. That sounds like the longest hour trip back into the city.
I feel like we missed the disclaimer of like, hey, maybe put your food down if you're eating
early
bird dinner.
Late. Too late, can't win them all. Nicole in Lethbridge, your daughter's had gastro, is that right?
Yeah, she had gastro when she was younger, but she got dehydrated. So I took her into the hospital, but took my oldest daughter with us as well. And she said, oh, Mum, I'm feeling a bit crook. So we walked up to the counter to get a spew bag. And the lady just looks and goes, oh, just take a seat and sit down. I'm like, she feels sick. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she projectile vomited.
Projectile!
Right over the counter.
Oh, no. I think I do need that bag, please, miss. I need that bag. I did a spew.
She copped it. And then, and my son's going to kill me for this one, get home after we got the kids sorted out there, and he'd started to come down with it.
Oh, my God.
And my husband was on the toilet, and he's saying, I need to go to the toilet. And he just shit himself everywhere.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Wow, Tim, fatherhood, something to look forward to for you.
Language warning. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tonight I have no idea what I'm walking into when I get home. Akshay and I, my partner, we've just started living together for the last couple of weeks.
Yep. 5 years in the lead up to living together for the first time.
Yeah.
So you've had ample time to prepare for this.
And like we have been sort of living together. This is the first time we're in the same space that's like both of our house, right?
Long distance, living between two places. It's frustrating. You made it work finally now after all this time. One place, one under one roof together.
It's been amazing. And we've been kind of like having these really deep conversations about, okay, how do we want our relationship to look? What's our division of labor? That sort of thing.
Can I tell you, he keeps telling me, he's like, yeah, I guess it's serious now. And I was like, what do you mean now? It's been 6 years. But
not
sure.
Not quite, but yes. So we've been having this conversation. This morning he said to me as I was leaving for work, he said, hey, I know that you're planning to make some pasta tonight. I'm making my recipe, Tim, your recipe that you taught me, the pumpkin pesto pasta.
I'm having that tonight as well.
Yeah.
Because it's the best meal on the planet.
Right. So my boyfriend's never made this. And so as I'm leaving today, he went, I know that you do most of the cooking. Like, I feel like in every relationship, there's one person who does majority of the cooking.
Yeah.
And the other person does majority of the cleaning.
I would say it's 70-30. My wife's cooks more. But that's because she loves it. And then when she's too tired to, I'll be like, yeah, all right, give me the knife. Let's go.
100%. I'm the exact same. I love to cook. So I usually take on most of the burden of the cooking.
Jeez.
I know. And so he said to me as I was leaving today, hey, I know you're going to make this pasta tonight. Why don't I just make it and then you can come home to it and then we can both clean up
That's
afterwards.
The dream, isn't it?
Right? fantastic. I get a text message from him.
Oh, no.
No. As the show's about to start, he sends me a message and he said, all right, so how do I cook dinner? That's his opener. Do I oven roast the meatballs? I wasn't planning on putting meatballs in this pasta, but that's fine. Good initiative. Yeah. You want to put meatballs in? Put meatballs
spice
in.
Spice up your life.
How do I cook the pasta? How long? What do I do for the sauce? These are a lot of questions that we could have answered earlier today.
I've just seen your phone as you put down. There is a lot of blue coming through from him.
That's me trying to explain how to make that pasta sauce. Because the sauce that you and I make, it's not complicated.
No.
But it's more than one step. It's not just chuck the jar of sauce in. There's elements to it.
Can I just point something out?
Yeah.
Are you, like, whether this is right or wrong, he's taken a lot longer in life to get into the kitchen and get his hands dirty, right?
Oh, he's a great cook when it's his recipes.
So day one of him trying something new and he's asked a few questions, you're ready to go back. All right, long distance it is. It's one too many questions for me. How long do I cook pasta? What am I, a rocket scientist? Figure it out, mate.
Just say.
I just think... You've been building up for this moment.
Who
You've been
knows
so excited
what I'm going
to
walk
live with
into?
Him, and all of a sudden,
how many dishes are going to be in the sink?
He keeps asking to use the main bathroom, and now he's asking me questions about how long it takes to roast pumpkin. I think you need to give this bloke a bit of a breath and let him make the mistakes. How do we learn, Jess? From tripping in the pool and going, and then swimming to the edge. Sure. That's how we learn.
After I sent him all the instructions of how to make the sauce, he went, I'll do the rest. You just make the sauce when you get home.
Well, when you have your takeaway pizza tonight, you look back and you go, you know what? We're getting somewhere.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
So I'm trying to get myself in a better mood because 24 hours after genuinely the most frustrating phone call of my life, I'm still cheesed off. A mate of mine and I were planning on catching up yesterday. The question was asked to me, Tim, what time do you want to meet? I said, after 4. I get a call at 4:10. I haven't even left.
What time did they even?
I think it was 4:25.
Right, too late. That's not what. That's not the time.
But
you
he's like, well, I guess I took the liberty of after 4, didn't I?
Friends with Yogi Bear.
Yeah, I just 4 to 4:10 for me.
Yeah,
that's the window of after 4. Technically, yes, you're probably listening, going, oh well, Tim. Technically, after 4 could be 11:30 p.m. Well, Susan, shut up. You know what I meant when I said we'll meet after 4.
You and I arrange times all the time, and not once have we ever gotten it wrong, Tim.
No,
it's we just get it.
Look, Tony from Winningham, he's called through on 5223295. What's the arrival window if you're saying, hey, I'll see you after 4, Tony?
Quarter past tops, I reckon.
Quarter past the hour of the time, right.
Yeah, I'm the type of guy who rocks up early. So, yeah, it's not making me wait too long. It's like you're starting to make phone calls.
Yeah, because, Tony, because I planned to be there at 4 o'clock, guess what time I was aiming to be there by? 3:55, because I'm not a goose. If you're not early, you're late.
Sure, yeah.
That's right.
See, Tony, even 15 minutes for me, like say, Tony, you say, all right, yeah, what time is the Tim and Jess show? Oh, after 4. And we don't start till 4:15 on K-Rock. Sponsors are going to lose their head, you know?
I mean, technically with the sponsors, yeah, we kind of do start after 4,
yeah,
don't we?
I'm pretty sure all of the things on this station say Tim and Jess after 4. So, Tony, I think, can I bring you down to 10?
10? You can. You can, definitely. Like I said, I always print early all the time. So, yeah, definitely.
Wow. All right.
You and Tony run a sharp ship. Is that a tight ship?
A sharp ship. That's a sword, darling. Tony, what we've got for you, mate, is a double pass to Creed 3 movie preview at Reading Cinemas at Warren Ponds. Watch out for that sharp ship.
They also run a sharp
ship. You never know when that thing's going to come out and stab you in the guts.
Show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.